Name is subdivision 2005-54 Baywood LLC as a preliminary.
This application was deferred on July 27th, 2006 for further consideration.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2005-54 for Baywood LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the development is designed in accordance with the cluster development ordinance. The proposed cluster design is superior to that of a standard subdivision. For instance, clustering has been used to preserve wooded areas and the natural buffer next to the wetlands, and there are greenways and small parks throughout the site. There are also sidewalks and walking, jogging, and bike trails promoting interconnectivity within the project and the rest of the development. And the items listed in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance have been favorably addressed. Two, the applicant has proposed 246 lots within the project, which is a permissible density within an AR1 subdivision on the land. Three, the project will not adversely affect neighboring or adjacent properties. The project is consistent with development in the area and is an extension of the adjacent Baywoods development and is next to Stonewater Creek Phase 5. Four, the subdivision will be part of the larger Baywoods project that includes amenities such as walking and jogging paths, picnic areas, playgrounds, tennis courts, and the golf course. A pool and pool house will also be included within this phase of Baywoods. Five, the lots will be served by central water and sewer. Six, the site's design has a minimal impact on wetlands and no wetlands are included within any lots. Seven, the proposed subdivision meets the purposes and standards of the subdivision ordinance. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. There shall be no more than 246 lots within the subdivision. The applicant shall cause to be formed a homeowners association, or this will be part of the larger homeowner association for the project, to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, open space, and other common areas. Stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. Street lighting shall be provided, and the location of the streetlights shall be shown on the final site plan. Sidewalks will be installed on both sides of all streets within the subdivision. There shall also be walking, jogging, and bike paths throughout the subdivision as shown on the preliminary site plan. A bus shelter with parking for at least four vehicles shall be provided on the final site plan. No wetlands shall be included within any lot lines. The trees surrounding the wetland areas shall be preserved. Within 2 years of issuance of the first building permit, the developer shall construct a community swimming pool and pool house. Because several of the lots in this subdivision extend into areas contained within Phase 11, which was an approved RPC, the site plan for Phase 11 shall be amended to show the existence of these lots. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments, and the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion.
Second. So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-54 Baywood LLC as a preliminary for the reasons stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.